Hello there, how you doing? You up to much this weekend? Mate of mine's got a housewarming party tonight, so that'll be nice. It looks like Storm Kathleen has done its damage and the rain has blown away now, so we should be able to go outside without fear of being blown down this weekend. And, well, the April showers, they look like they might have passed, if we're lucky. But hey, if you live in the UK, you can't let the rain stop you doing anything, can you? You'll hardly leave the house. You can still enjoy life with a coat on. It's only the labels we put on our experiences that create the emotions. After all, if we call it good luck, we'll be happy. If we call it bad luck, we'll be unhappy. But we don't know the consequences of any of it, not really. And so many so-called lucky or unlucky experiences are outside of our control anyway. Some aren't, of course. We can't influence the rain, but we can influence whether or not we've got a coat. Sometimes we make our own luck. When I was a kid, my mum used to say that I was lucky. I always seemed to have a pound coin in my pocket that I'd just found on the ground somewhere. I used to walk everywhere, as you did in those days, and I'd always be scanning in front of me. Not just because I didn't want to tread in something that was particularly unsavoury, as 1980s Midlands England was a pretty grubby place, if I'm honest. So not only was I lucky enough to always have clean shoes, but in my scouring of the ground, I would also spot the loose change that had been dislodged from pockets outside of pubs when people were fumbling for their fags in doorways. And I'd see the glint of a coin from 20 feet away. And most days I'd find at least one or maybe two. And my mum would say I was very lucky to keep finding all this money lying around all over the place. Well, at the time I didn't think much of it, although I did think of myself as lucky. But as an adult, looking at it now, I can see that I wasn't lucky at all. I was opportunistic. I was making my own luck. And there have been quite a few studies into luck over the years that shows that some folk do seem to have more luck than other people do. But it always shows the same thing, that some people spot and take advantage of opportunities more than other people do, and that some people are more prone to be in situations where there could be opportunities than other people are. But it's always down to them making it happen because of their extroversion or their open-mindedness. And when you ask people to take part in surveys and you measure their personality traits, you do see a correlation with the question, do you consider yourself to be a lucky person, with lower neuroticism, lower anxiety. And other studies have shown that when anxious, we tend to get very focused, tunnel vision. You give somebody a mood test survey and then you ask them to watch a bouncing ball on a video, and the ones that are classed as somewhat anxious will miss the other things on the screen when they pop up because they're just watching and focusing on the bouncing ball. But the better mood you're in, the more information you can see, hence why being in a positive place emotionally makes you lucky, because you'll be open to more opportunities. You'll spot the pound coin on the floor, or the chance for a conversation with a stranger that leads to a business transaction, which I guess is the adult equivalent, I suppose, isn't it? And conversely, you'll be less unlucky. I mean, you'll tread in less dog crap, but you're also more likely to spot some falling masonry. Well, that was lucky. And you don't need to be an extrovert to make that happen. You can still be introverted and open-minded. But introversion so often holds people back from the opportunities that so-called lucky people find themselves with, because they wrongly assume that the reason for the draining of their energy from interacting with other people is social anxiety rather than plain old introversion that literally 50% of the population have. So they don't strike up conversations with the person serving them at the petrol station and end up giving them a business card that gets them some business. Oh, wow, that was lucky. Well, no, it wasn't. Not really. It was an opportunity that you only discover by being open to other ideas. And introvert or extrovert, we can all look for the things that lead our life the way we want it to go. So, you go do that. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye for now, everyone.